Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let me talk about the truth about my picture. You know, my eyes are bulged out, but that's glasses, you know, reading. So that's me, young me. The truth about my music. I mentioned just in the previous podcast that I released music. You know, it was a misconstrued, but the truth is I've been releasing music consistently for the last 10 years. So you heard my music for the last 10 years. Now, that's the truth. You know, you heard about my pop, my rock since 2013. So I've been on mainstream, you know, with Vivo videos and videos on YouTube and release records for 11 years. Some of my accounts have been taken down, including my MTV online account. I don't know where that is. I think they took that down, but I do have the videos on Vivo. So I've been out there for 11 years, so it is my music. I have written it. It's connected to BMI Broadcast Music. I've written 506 songs. I am an independent artist, and that is the truth. I am an independent artist. Yes, if people are interested in my pop or rock music, they can contact me. I have no one else on this planet in control of my music or me except me. I did write songs with people, you know. I've done all that. Practically, if you really think about it, as I really think about it, I probably don't need to release any more music. I released so many singles. I got nothing to worry about. People were wondering if I released enough songs that can be related to a lot of people. I think I've done that. Listen to my pop songs like that. That's why I really look at my rock songs forever. I release a lot. I got 12 videos on Vivo. So that's how long. I got other videos. You can see them on Spotify. You can see my gown video is on Instagram and Twitter, where you see me jumping around and dancing. It was very popular, so I want to thank everybody who watched that video. It was over 2,000 views, 2,500 views. That's because it was done for a movie part or inspired by a movie. And it was a little movie that I don't think – I think it's on the internet, but it didn't get very far. But that's the kind of thing I would do on stage with a microphone and stuff, you know, fall over at the end, you know. I have done things like that with groups and stuff when I was singing in the valley, like Studio City or West Hollywood. And West Hollywood is, I've done those things. So, yes, I have. Just that I guess no one recognized or saw me, I guess. I'm very sorry. You know, there's nothing I could do. I contacted Whiskey Go-Go not too long ago about, you know, a while ago, and they told me to get a band. I don't have a band, you know. I'm sorry, I've done it too long as far as struggling, but I enjoy music because I wanted to see if I can make it. But that's the truth. All that, what I said is true. I'm no independent artist. I own all my music. I'm very much in control. There's no one else. So if you hear anybody say that, someone owns my songs, or there's a special person in charge of my songs, or if you hear anybody say they're a social worker or anything, which is a lie, a malicious lie, defamatory, those are lies. And that's wrong to make up stories about me and my music. It's so totally wrong, especially if I'm an independent person doing it. You can check on BMI and copyright, who owns it. You can check the court system. I own the music. I'm in control of my life. Also, you know, I'm telling the truth. I'm in control of my music. I did it for a long time. My picture is on Twitter, Instagram, with the eyeglasses. That's who I am, you know. The other thing is there any truth about what I'm going to do, you know, anything else, you know. I'm a very independent person. I'm very open-minded, but this is what I want to state. People with their personal lives, who they want to marry, who they want to hang out with, they should have every right to hang out and marry whoever they want. This is a free country, and everybody should not be harassed by hanging out with whoever they want. But the truth is, I believe in diversity. I believe in, I'm colorblind, open-mindedness, but I'm not open to narrow-mindedness in any way, politically either. So when I have somebody who said that, you know, I don't have nothing, no problem with anybody who's liberal or Democrat or conservative or moderate or whatever, but I have a problem when they come over here saying that all the time and say narrow-minded views or think I am, and the truth is I never was conservative and I never will. But I'm not a fool, you know. Everybody has a right to believe what they want, but I don't hang out with, I'm not going to be involved in no conservative political politics. So don't come over here with that. However, I am a respect and people of all walks of life and all religions and all beliefs, political beliefs. As long as they let me live and let me live my life, then I have no problem. But these individuals that I'm pointing to did not, are trying not to let me live my life. They got to leave me alone and let me believe what I believe and let me live my life. Okay, just like those African-American crazy women who keep saying, you know, I don't know why, you know, the world or those black people, the world, black is beautiful, white is beautiful, but we cannot have no racism of any type in a society. We cannot be stereotyped to hang out based on race, color, because that limits the world and it will hurt the world if we go by race or sexual orientation in a society. So we need to stop the prejudice. And those people are crazy. That's the truth. I deal with people like that. They were colorblind people of all walks of life who let me live my life the way I want. This is a free country. And people, me, you, should have every right to live and marry whoever we want. We cannot be harassed simply because if we are gay, or we cannot be harassed simply because you want to marry someone of a different race or the same race. It is not right for anyone to harass you or me. We are all equal, and since we're equal, we live the way we want, and we should not be subjected to any harassment or bigotry like I have. But the truth about my music is I own it, no one else. The truth about my picture is on Twitter. That's the truth. The truth is I do not tolerate any narrow-mindedness politically, directly, and I do not tolerate any type of craziness. That's all I need to say. What I'm going to do this year, I released a lot of music for the last 11 years as an indie artist. And yes, I'm going to bring up another thing. The truth is I never received any money from samples. I was never offered samples. I never gave permission to anyone to use my songs. If they wanted to, they should have contacted me directly. If they didn't, then they cannot use the song because they didn't talk to me. That's all. But what I'm going to do this year, I don't know. I released so many songs the last 11 years, so I do think practically I release as much as possible. For unknown artists, indie artists, releasing 12 singles, 10 albums, that's enough, isn't it? But being a creator, I must do something, so I'll let you know. Maybe another song. I don't know. I work with somebody in a recording studio, and he's no longer in L.A., So it's very hard to find a producer to make music with, or somebody got a recording studio so I could lay down the tracks to the keyboard and put the voice on. And so I don't know. Some of the recordings that I've done, I just recorded from my living room. So I might do just living room recordings. I don't know. We will see. I'll let you know on the podcast and later development if I release a song or release a movie or whatever. I don't know. But I got to do something. And I'll let you know in the future. Good day, good night from Dove Night.